This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Later this morning, we'll get a read on business inventories for February. Many businesses have been building up their inventories when they can to make sure the congested supply chain doesn't leave them empty-handed. Marketplace's Justin Ho checked in with some small business owners to see how that's been going.
Early in the pandemic, Brandilyn Green figured she'd have problems sourcing the packaging she needs for her hair products company called Voice of Hair.
The caps, the spray tops, any like lids to jars.
So Green ordered a lot more packaging than she needed. She's also adapted the style of packaging she uses to what's available, like using plain white caps that are easier to get instead of fancier gold ones that are harder to find.
Customers, like, they just want the products when they want them. So whether you have a gold top or a white top, as long as the product is good, then they're happy.
Thing is, many businesses don't have much control over what they can stock up on. Chris Duong manages Hawaii Supermarket near Los Angeles. He says he's been buying up whatever's available at the time.
We know by now that any inventory that comes in is temporary, so whatever we can overstock on, we try to.
He says the store's been promoting those products to shift demand away from other products that are in short supply. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.